So I'm going to talk about yield and fiber properties associated with narrow row and twin row planting as opposed to, or as compared to conventional 40-inch rows. Recognize my co-author, Christian Aretti, there in Stoneville also. So some of the advantages that have been seen in these twin row and narrow row cotton is, possibly reducing seeding rate and therefore seed costs. You can maximize the utilization of space as these roots have more area to spread out without competing with other plants. There may be better interception of light, early canopy closure. That shades out the ground and reduces some of the weeds coming out, and increased yields have been seen also. So the objective of our experiment was to compare cotton in narrow row, specifically 15-inch solid planted rows, to twin rows. These are paired rows spaced 10 inches that are planted on 40-inch beds. So 10-inch pairs, separated by more than 10 inches. I guess it would be 30 inches. Compare those at different planting populations to the conventional 40-inch rows. And we wanted to look at yield and HVI fiber properties to see were there any differences. So these are our plots here at 7 weeks after planting. On the left there, you see 15-inch rows planted solid. The four rows there are planted solid. You can see that the canopy is already sort of closing in a little bit. Then your 10-inch paired rows in the middle, and your 40-inch rows there on the right. You see a lot of the not much canopy closure there. Here's 9 weeks after planting, 2 weeks later. You see the 15-inch rows of the canopy is closed. Still no canopy closure with the 40-inch rows. And here's 10 weeks, about the same thing there. The 40-inch rows are still not covered, or the canopy is still not closed. So we had two separate experiments, and that's how the results are going to be presented as two separate experiments. One was a non-irrigated experiment. This was in Stoneville, Mississippi, both were, on a Dundee silty clay loam, and we repeated the experiment in the same field in 2006 and 2007. And then in a separate experiment, we had an irrigated field. We just irrigated this as needed. This in Stoneville, Mississippi, on a slightly different soil, a Dundee silt loam. And again, this was repeated in 2006 and 2007. These are our planting treatments, which were the same in the irrigated and non-irrigated experiments. We had five different target plant populations for the 15-inch solid and five different target plant populations to the 10-inch pair. And then we had your conventional 40-inch row width planted at 40,000. So your target populations for your experimental row widths were a little bit lower to a good bit higher than the 40-inch planting rate. Those were our target rates. Later I'll show you what the actual plant population was. But so our plots were 13 foot wide by 80 foot long, four reps, in each field. We used one variety, Delta Pine 164. we harvested these by hand, picking all the bulbs on plants and in the two center rows, total of 3 meters within each plot. It was by laying down a 1 meter stick, picking all bulbs, you know, at three different spots within each plot. And ginning was done on a tensile continental gin stand, so no lint cleaning or sea cotton cleaning or drying. These were kind of, the trash that was in there was picked out by hand before it was ginned. A little of the details of the planting and the weather. In 2006, I planted April 19th. There were more favorable weather conditions in 2006. Got more rainfall in April and May, and the irrigated experiment only. It was required to be irrigated three times. In 2007, planted at April 30th, less favorable weather conditions relative to 2006. The irrigated fields had to be irrigated eight times. You know, again, the non-irrigated fields were not irrigated. And in a cool, wet July, reduced square retention. So that's just what to remember from that. 2006 was a little better than 2007. And that's evident here, especially in the non-irrigated experiment. You see that lint yields were more than twice, in 2006 were more than twice what they were in 2007. Same difference in the irrigated, just not as dramatic. So here's our actual plant populations that we got. This is the non-irrigated experiment averaged over the 2 years. They didn't quite match our target populations, but we did get a good range. You see the 40-inch rows had a population of 51,000, which kind of fell within the mid to low range of our populations in our experimental row widths. Lint yield was increased. This is averaged over 2 years. 32% compared to the 40-inch rows. These next slides, I'm just comparing the 10 experimental treatments to 40-inch rows, and I'm just going to note treatments in bold that differed significantly from that red value. So that was a 32% increase and at a lower plant population. This was sort of related to the number of open bowls, significantly more bowls on the plants with the lower plant populations. The 10-inch paired at the lowest plant population had more bowls, but lint yield was not significantly higher than the 40-inch rows. So the next thing we wanted to do was look at how these affected fiber properties. And again, I'm just comparing the top 10 treatments to the conventional 40-inch rows, and I'll note significant differences in bold. So there are no differences in length from the 40 compared to the 40-inch rows. No differences in micronair, no significant differences. Same thing with strength, uniformity, reflectance. There's at the lowest population in the 10-inch paired, there was an increase in reflectance. That was kind of hard to explain, and I'll kind of come back to that in a minute. Not sure what that means or whether it's meaningful. No differences in plus B yellowness. So no fiber quality differences there in the non-irrigated experiment. Trash, no differences. Okay, and I'm going to move to the irrigated experiment. See our actual plant populations. you know, didn't line up exactly with our target populations, but we got a good spread there. Again, you had a 32% increase over the 40-inch rows at a lower plant population. See the same sort of trend with the number of open bowls. Looking at fiber properties, no differences in length. Micronarrow was reduced at the highest planting rate in the 15-inch solid in comparison to the 40-inch rows. But you know the does this work? But you know these were the high yielders anyway, so that's, we're not worried too much about that. Strength, no differences, uniformity, reflectance, yellowness, no differences. Trash, no differences. Okay, so that I was just sort of looking at the different treatments as, you know, as a class variable, you know, not really looking at trends. So I wanted to go back and look at changes in fiber properties with plant populations, you know, look at plant population as a continuous variable and see if I could get some more strength in the statistical analysis, you know, since I only have one plant population with the 40-inch rows. I'm only looking at the 10-inch and 15-inch rows here. Did see in the irrigated field, there was an increase in fiber length in the 10-inch paired rows. Here's a slide showing that. There was an increase also with 15-inch rows, but that wasn't significant. So I'm not really sure why there was a, you know, why that occurred, but there was. But the 15-inch rows, that's where we got the increased yield. So at least there was no significant reduction in fiber length with the 15-inch rows. No differences with micronarrow. This is sort of the same thing. No differences with strength, uniformity. Just what I was talking about with reflectance, there was an interaction between it wasn't related to the row pattern. It was related to the year. In 1 year, reflectance decreased with plant population, and 1 year it increased, and that was in the irrigated experiment also. I couldn't really explain that, but it was the same trend in both experiments. Don't really know what to say about that. So again, yellowness, there were no significant trends, and trash, no significant trends. So in conclusion, lint yield for the 15-inch solid cotton rows was up with fewer plants per acre, was up 32% compared to the 40-inch rows. No differences were found in HVI fiber properties. Results were consistent for the irrigated and the non-irrigated fields, and there were results were consistent over the 2 years except for that relationship with reflectance. That conclusion, in the 10-inch paired rows, there was not significantly different from the conventional 40-inch rows for lint yield. No differences were found. HVI fiber properties, results were consistent for irrigated and non-irrigated fields, and consistent over the 2 years. And that concludes my presentation.
We have time for questions, Cliff, if there are any. All right, thank you, Cliff.
2009.
You think?
Did you do
the
same test in 2009?
No, this is just a 2-year study. We did another study that's similar but kind of expanded. That was another 2-year study that tended to look
Well, this one was 2006 to 2007. We had another study in 2007 and 2008 that was similar, but kind of expanded to include some more varieties and some different herbicide treatments and such. And I haven't even begun with the data yet. So.
Thank you, Cliff.